Today, we're going to continue the discussion around nurturing wellness in your home. And this time, we're going to talk a little bit about the beauty industry. We all wear makeup. I love the no makeup makeup look, and I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I do like to be able to put on makeup and it not irritate my eyes or my skin. You see, the beauty industry has various terms that often get used interchangeably, but they have distinct meanings. Understanding the differences between eco-friendly, organic, natural, and clean beauty products can help you when you're out there shopping for your next beauty item. So in today's episode, we're going to break down what these meanings are and what the key features are that are associated with each of them. So stay with me and let's jump into this. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. So as I was saying, I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I love the no makeup makeup look. And there are so many occasions in life where you want to open up that drawer of makeup that you have and you want to be able to pull it out and apply makeup for a special event or an occasion that you're going to. And that is exactly what happened today for me. I had a really special event to go to and I reluctantly opened my makeup drawer and decided that I needed to put on some concealer, some powder, some lipstick, and a little mascara, and head off to my event. Now, let me just share this story with you. I have to tell you that once I got there and I sat at the table with several other women who were beautifully made up, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, please, Lord, don't let my eyes turn red. Don't let my skin start itching. I just felt like I just wanted to be sure that since I don't wear a lot of makeup, this event wouldn't be the one event where we were taking pictures and my makeup would affect my skin, because there are so many different types of products on the market today that it's so important that we look at it. So let's go ahead and break down these four different beauty products, the first being eco-friendly. Now, the term eco-friendly primarily refers to the environmental impact of the product. Eco-friendly beauty products are developed and they're produced with the consideration for the environmental footprint that they may leave behind. And the key features in these particular products typically have sustainable packaging. They use ingredients that are biodegradable and sourced in an environmentally friendly or conscious way and have minimal impact on the ecosystem. They often incorporate practices like reduced water usage, renewable energy in the production process. And there are times where these products, like for instance, MAC Cosmetics, have recycling programs. I remember that when I was using the MAC product, before I read all the ingredients on their label, you would be able to return the empty containers and get a free lipstick. So eco-friendly products generally focus on not just the ingredients, but on the overall environmental impact of the product's life cycle. So that's something that you want to keep in mind. Now, moving on to organic beauty products, they're defined by the ingredients that they contain that are grown and processed under really strict guidelines that prohibit the use of synthetic pesticides, fertilizers, or genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Organic products and beauty products usually have a certification associated with them, and many countries have specific certifications for organic products like USDA Organic in the United States. The presence of these certifications ensures that a certain percentage of the ingredients meet the organic standards. And organic products, which I do use, these products avoid harmful chemicals and pesticides, focusing instead on ingredients that are grown in accordance with organic farming standards. And so those are a few things to keep in mind when you see organic stamped on the label of a beauty product. The third one is natural beauty products, defined as products that are formulated with ingredients sourced from nature, such as plants, minerals, and water. However, keep in mind the term natural is not strictly regulated in many regions of our country. The key feature to note is that these products often boost ingredients like essential oils, plant extracts, and minerals. But it's important to note that just because an ingredient is natural doesn't automatically make it safer or better. So consider that some natural ingredients can still cause allergies and irritations in certain individuals. So it's essential to understand your skin type and sensitivities, because I've tried different natural, quote unquote, products, and they still irritate my eyes or skin. The fourth and last category is clean beauty products. Clean beauty products refers to products that are safe for both people and the planet, and they're formulated without a list of ingredients that are deemed harmful or questionable. And the key factors to remember in clean beauty products is that they're often created or made avoiding ingredients like paraffins, sulfates, synthetic fragrances, and so many other things. And the emphasis is on safety and non-toxicity. Now, the focus when you're considering buying a beauty product that is considered clean, while clean beauty products focuses on human health, many clean beauty products and or brands, I should say, also consider the environmental impact, making this category sometimes it overlaps with eco-friendly practices. So those are the four areas of certifications, labeling, and definitions for beauty products that you may see out there. And those are things that you want to keep in mind. Also, keep in mind that it's really an individual basis. It's important that you read the ingredients, if you do nothing else. And you may notice that that list of ingredients is so tiny on those products, because the product case and packaging is really small itself, and so you may have to use a magnifying glass to really take the time to look at each and every product and do your research, because these products that have ingredients that are harmful to your skin, maybe not right away, but in the long term, they can have a detrimental effect, and they're very toxic. They cause several illnesses and potential diseases that you want to avoid. So really take the time to find what works for your skin and that is healthy for your skin. You don't want to put on anything that is going to have a negative effect on your health. That being said, I just want you to be mindful that while there are overlaps in each of these categories, the distinct focus on eco-friendly products, they prioritize the environment, whereas organic products, beauty products that is, emphasizes strict farming and processing standards and natural products. They source ingredients from nature. And last but not least, clean beauty products ensures safety and non-toxicity. So understanding these differences can really help guide you when you go out there shopping for your next beauty item. And they can better align with your personal values and health priorities. Those are key things to keep in mind. To wrap this up, I just want to make sure that you reach out to me with any information or questions that you may have. You can email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Again, that is support@startlivingsustainable.com. I also invite you to share your experience or favorite product in our private Facebook group. And stay connected. Thank you for listening today, and I'll see you next week for another episode. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.